Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 95 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing three useless items every principal has on or in their desk. So I'm back at work, looking at my desk, going through the drawers as I prepare for next school year. And as I'm digging through the random items, I see a bunch of stuff that I've never even touched since I started in 2016 as a first-year principal. The following are the three items that are completely useless, and the only purpose that I have them is because, in my mind, they are part of what a principal's desk should look like. One of these things is that clear tape dispenser. Seriously, I haven't taped anything in the entire 18 months I've been on the job. The best thing that this tape dispenser has been used for is as a weight holding down a 6-inch stack of paper. That and for any number of students that have come in to my office and asked if they could use some for a project. This clear tape dispenser, useless. The other thing I got is a ruler. Speaking of useless, I don't even know why I have a ruler. I don't need to know the dimensions of my laptop or need to use the ruler to convert distances on a map like we did back in the 80s. As a matter of fact, I think I have a rubber-banded bunch of rulers. I'm sure as heck not going to use them to teach a lesson in the many being stronger than the one. Well, actually, that would probably be a good use for them. For now, though, they're just taking up space. But for some reason, I've still got them in my drawer. Ruler, useless. The third thing is this magnetized paperclip holder. We're in the digital age. I can't remember the last time I needed to paperclip something to hold them together. That might also be because I'm a staple person. But really, there's no reason for it. I don't have enough things to paperclip that I need a special holder to contain 300 of them. Most items I get are in a digital folder. The paperclip holder with the clear bottom and the black top is useless. What else do you have on your desk or in your desk that is actually completely useless? Share your observations in the comment section below or on the website, howtobeagreatprincipal.com, with the corresponding blog, Three Useless Items Every Principal Has On or In Their Desk. Just pop on over there and share your insights. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please take a second and share it with your friends. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com, where you can also order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you're an auditory learner, you are in the exact right spot, and you can download other episodes of The Principal Entrepreneur on Podomatic and iTunes. If you don't want to wait and you want it downloaded right to your iPhone, right to your desktop, just click on the Follow Me button at the top of the website, and you'll get those new episodes when they come out on Tuesday and Thursday. And if we're lucky enough, I also have other educational leaders on Saturdays. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an ed leader, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm a part of a community of supportive principals. Join us on our private Facebook group. Just go to the Facebook search bar and type in Principal Entrepreneur, and we'll pop right up. There's a question there for you to answer. It asks whether or not you are an ed leader. Just say yes, and I will be more than happy to welcome you to the group. That is it for this short episode of The Principal Entrepreneur.